Hello and welcome back to the Sam T. Blues Review. We're gearing up for Blues Under the Trees in Fort Dodge. That is Saturday, July 27th, featuring Joe and Vicky Price, Hamilton Loomis, Malcolm Wells, and the two-timers, and a certain singer and guitarist that I had the pleasure of speaking with after her big nomination for Best Emerging Blues Artist at the 2019 Blues Music Awards. I'm talking about Heather Newman, and you just heard Dirty Blues by the Heather Newman Band, and that's off of their debut album. We're going to hear some more tracks from that album and some from her new album, which just came out a couple weeks ago. It's called Rise from the Flames. I spoke with Heather about some of her musical influences. She said she really listened to all sorts of music growing up.
Yeah, well, I was lucky enough to have parents who played a lot of different kinds of music, different genres, but I was exposed a lot to John Tyler Watson, some other Canadian blues artists.
Okay.
Curtis Balgado as well, who my mother has been a fan of since she was really young, and as well as many other, you know, like Led Zeppelin and more rock-influenced blues musicians.
So is that how you first kind of get into blues, through your parents?
Yeah, you know, those genres were very prevalent, but actually the way I got into blues specifically was Omaha Blues Society has a blues youth program called Blues Ed. And so I was able to be a part of that. And they essentially get kids together and form them into bands. And they have the international and national touring blues musicians who come through Omaha to play the various festivals and the venues. They put together workshops. And so I was essentially tutored by professional musicians on, you know, how to behave when you're sound checking and different techniques and performing itself. It was a really cool opportunity that not a lot of people get from that age. So, I feel really lucky to have had those kind of opportunities present themselves when I was so young.
Yeah, that sounds like a great experience. I didn't know Omaha had anything like that. They're like a big blues kind of society over there?
Yeah, the Omaha Blues Society is really amazing. It's been going on for quite some time now. I believe the Blues Ed has been going on for about 15 years. So I was able to join it when I was about 10 years old.
Wow.
Back then I was just singing, but it definitely sparked my interest in performing and having music as a career. So I was kind of set on what I wanted to do from a young age.
So how long after that program did you actually start, you know, kind of getting serious about it and forming a band and stuff like that?
Well, I had the bands within the program. When I left the program, I actually ended up starting to teach myself how to play guitar so I could do acoustic shows around town just by myself. I was going through high school at that time, too, so I was pretty busy with other activities. I acted a lot, and I was also very interested in art, painting, and drawing. So, I used that time to kind of cultivate other art forms.
Right.
I tried to form a band in Omaha, and it was kind of slow going, and this was after I had graduated high school, and I wasn't able to really get something solid going until I got the opportunity to move down to Kansas City and become a full-time musician.
Like I mentioned earlier, I talked to Heather a few months ago when she first found out she was nominated for a Blues Music Award, and she said she could not have done it without her band, and she let me know exactly how her band got together.
If there's one word that I could use to describe it, it would honestly be fate. My current keyboard player, Ryan Matthew, I've been working at Guitar Center. I teach music lessons, and Ryan was the operations manager at the location that I was working with, and he ended up, kept saying, oh, yeah, we're going to come out to your shows, and he never did, and so I kind of, gave him a hard time for it, and
sure.
He finally came out and ended up jamming with us and joined the band shortly after, just in time for us to record our first album. And then Keith Ladd, my guitar player, same funny kind of story. He purchased a new guitar, and I was working that day, and he came into the store and wanted to open up the guitar and check it out before he left. And later on, he said that normally he doesn't ever do that kind of stuff. So it was a kind of out of the blue thing for him to do, which presented the opportunity for me to approach him about joining my band. And then my drummer, Cole Dillingham, he's a local blues artist as well, who has played with Amanda Fish, and I've seen him around town at different jams. So I knew he was available and he was interested. So we kind of all just kind of fell together, and it ended up being a really amazing opportunity for us to get our music out. So.
Yeah, and you guys all sound really, really great together. You really have a good sound.
Thank you.
No problem. Howling for Love by Heather Newman. She competed with her band at the International Blues Challenge in Memphis, but unfortunately was disqualified after being nominated for a Blues Music Award.
And you know, at first we were kind of upset, and then we kind of read into it a little bit.
Yeah.
And the whole point for the International Blues Challenge, it's an amateur blues competition. It's an opportunity for blues musicians around the world to get together and to showcase their talent, to make connections, to network, to find booking agencies, talent agencies, representation, all that kind of stuff. But once you are nominated for a Blues Music Award, which is considered the highest nomination that a blues musician can receive, once that happens, then you are considered in the blues world a professional blues musician. Feel that beat down in your soul.
Besides just being a talented singer and guitar player, you're a great songwriter. And I want to know what kind of goes for you personally, what goes into writing an original blues song?
You know, I write a lot of personal experiences. I usually say if you really want to get to know me and get to know how I think and feel, it's to listen to my music, because I definitely use it as a therapy for myself. A lot of times it's when something really impacts me. That's when I'm drawn to writing and picking up my instrument. And it's a funny thing, because there's sometimes when I'm like, hey, you know, I'm going to sit down, I'm going to write a song. And it's not something that where I need to do it, where I feel like I'm like, man, I just got to get it out of me. You know, sometimes I'm like, hey, I think I'm just going to do this. And I sit down and I try to write. And those are the songs usually that feel forced. They don't feel genuine.
Sure.
They're not. You know, they don't quite, I'm not super excited about them. And those are the songs that end up just kind of sitting in the vault forever and don't usually get played very often. But yeah, a lot of it is just, things that happen in my life. So if my life is boring, usually there's not too much to write about.
Well, I guess I'm glad that your life isn't boring.
Yeah.
Well, Heather, that's all I got for you. I want to thank you so much for talking with me.
All right. Thank you so much for having me.